You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is
Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping.
With me, your host, DJ Claire.
And DJ Teddy.
Yeah. We got a great show lined up for you guys today. We're going to start off with Dancing in the Moonlight by Top Loader, Move to West Coast by Lana Del Rey, and Drive by Oh Wonder. And we're going to get into some really depressing, just heartstring-tugging music today.
Aren't we? Love it. Just fitting. Such a beautiful day out.
Going to pull at your heartstrings on this beautiful sunny day. Okay, Claire told me the best joke this morning.
I have nothing. Please don't do this to me.
It was so funny.
Nobody, it's not funny.
Claire, tell them the joke.
I don't have a joke. I'm literally the least funny person you've ever met.
Yeah, why did I recruit you to be my
co-host? I have no idea.
I should have gotten...
I think you just wanted someone to laugh at your jokes. Because I'll just laugh at anything.
This is getting too targeted and, like, too real. Okay, so like I said, we're going to start off with Dancing in the Moonlight, West Coast by Lana Del Rey, Drive by Oh Wonder. And I don't know if I told you guys this, but I'm going to Russia this summer.
Woo!
Yeah. I was going to say something...
She's actually a Russian spy.
I was going to say something like that, and then I was like, Trump is literally going to come and... shake my hand, maybe? I don't know.
Who even knows at this point?
Yeah, what's even going on with that? Let's get to the music, and I'm going to be filling out paperwork for the next 30 minutes and coming up with some hilarious material to appease you guys. So let's get going.
They don't bark and they don't bite, they keep them. Sat back with the window down, 80 an hour and the radio loud. The same songs with the same old rhymes. Told me to shake it off and swing from the lights, but I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough. Loving you, loving you. I cannot be loving you, loving you. Still the same songs with the same old beats. Sure, I could stay, but there's a place I'd rather be. And I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promised I'd be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe me. Cause loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough.
And we're back. I hope you guys like those last few songs. Claire, what'd you think?
I love them.
The last one's pretty good, right?
I did. Yeah, I kind of enjoyed it.
I think it was missing something, though, in the original recording, and that would be me harmonizing with the two singers.
Yes.
I think that's what that was.
Yes.
Okay, I know we told you guys last time we were having an amp problem in the studio, and I think we fixed it.
Seems to have cleared up.
Last time, I couldn't even see because I had to keep sweeping ants out of my eyes. But this time, I'm not experiencing that same problem. Yeah. So, it's really a relief. Yeah. Claire, you have something for me.
I do. I have a gift for you.
Claire, what gift do you have for me?
It's a quiz.
I love quizzes.
I know. Okay. So,
Wait. All right, I'm ready. I heard recently that like women take more quizzes and surveys and stuff than men do.
I'm not surprised by that.
Right? I feel like I'm always taking quizzes and surveys. Like, I'll be like doing homework and then I have to know what kind of heirloom tomato I am.
Yeah, like, I feel like women have to quantify themselves more than men do.
This is true. You know? I think there's honestly, like, a gender, like, socio-cultural, right.
Because women are like, oh, where do I fit into like, the tomato spectrum?
Exactly. And we're always looking to... Yeah. I know. They're like, I know what kind of heirloom tomato I am. I know I'm an heirloom. Okay, give me this quiz.
Okay. So this quiz, you have to tell me which one is an actual BuzzFeed quiz and which one I just made up sitting here.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. All right. First one. Pick from these images of lettuce and we'll tell you what kind of a snail you are.
You made that up.
Yes.
I did. You made that up. Because I feel like that was a little too smart for that was a little too self-aware for BuzzFeed. Okay. I feel like they don't know types of snails.
Answer these 7 questions correctly to prove you're a twigs and berries expert.
Twigs, do you know by, your twigs and berries? By twigs and berries, you know what we mean, guys. Mm-hmm. The FCC prohibits me from saying what we want to say, but that's definitely real.
It is real, unfortunately.
And not one I've taken, Mom and Dad. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Your Kylie Jenner opinions will reveal if you'll ever find true love.
That sounds too much like an Odyssey Online article, but it's real.
It is real.
Yes!
Unfortunately.
Remind me to take that
That's
one.
That's like 99% of these quizzes,
during our break.
Okay, next one. Answer these 5 questions about soup, and we'll tell you your exact home address and phone number.
Shut up. I almost said such a bad word, but I hate you, and again, too self-aware, too not like...
What, that one was not believable for you?
Okay, your fake ones aren't asinine enough. That's you know true. What I'm saying? Like, it has to be more like which Kylie Jenner are you, and that's your shoe size. Like,
yeah, I know.
Yours are too smart. You can't help it. You can't dumb yourself down enough.
I'm sorry.
She's brilliant.
Build a salad, and we'll guess your exact age and height.
Have taken that one. Is real.
Unfortunately.
And they got it wrong, but I built a really great salad.
Okay, this next one, it's the same. You're just going to get mad at me.
I'm just going to get mad at you?
Yes.
It's probably, which founding father, pick your founding father, and we'll tell you your IQ score. Is that it?
Dude, do you even understand? This one is swipe through the founding fathers on Tinder, and we'll tell you if you're destined to die alone.
Wait, it's actually a founding fathers one?
Yes.
How did I know that? Oh,
God. That is...
How did I read your freaking brain? I have no idea.
Have you taken this quiz before?
How would I even know what you were going to say? Your computer is like facing away from me. Okay.
I have no idea.
Wait, say it again. That was cool.
Swipe through the founding fathers on Tinder and we'll tell you if you're destined to die alone.
You made that up.
I did not.
Oh, no.
The bio for it is they're the founding fathers of America, but you can just call them daddy.
Mm. Also, okay, going back to that, I'm having that feeling I had again. Okay, when I was like 10... I was in the shower and I think I moved a shampoo bottle with my mind. And so for a little bit, I thought I had like telekinesis.
Right.
Looking back on it, probably just like the shower jet hit it. But for a while, I was trying to move things with my mind, like Matilda. And I'm kind of back to that place after just like reading your mind.
Yeah.
How did I do that?
I think you should be. The founding fathers is so specific, too.
I know. What?
Wow. Okay.
I feel like also it was bad to reveal my superpowers on air because then like some evil international agents are going to come in and kill me.
All right. I have one last one for you.
Okay. What is
it? You're going to get mad at me for it. Build 7 sandwiches and we'll tell you how old you will be when you contract ovarian cancer.
I hate you. See, okay. BuzzFeed would be build 1 sandwich and we'll tell you how old Kylie Jenner will be when she contracts ovarian cancer. Because like it always has to do with the Jenners, you know? And ovarian cancer is actually a very recurring theme with internet quizzes. You know?
Uh-huh.
It's always like, pick an ovary and we'll tell you if it has ovarian cancer. I'm like, that's so fun. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good.
Okay, awesome. Let's knock this
up. This is a good one.
Okay, tell me.
Pick a corgi and get an oddly specific compliment.
Yep, taking it. Don't even. I spent half my life on there.
You don't even like... dogs. Why would you take this quiz?
I know, but I wanted to pick a corgi.
I feel like I should not have revealed to the world that you don't like dogs.
I think I just lost the quarter of a listener
because
that I
have. Everybody's going to hate you. At least they know who you are.
To be fair, I attacked a dog once, and that's why I'm afraid of dogs.
Yes, that's like, what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened. Okay, let's knock this PSA out of the park real quick. It's such a nice day. The park, oh my gosh. But I'm just going to read it real quick. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Yeah, thinking about getting a GED diploma, but need a little more motivation to get on your way. Visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where the celebrity pep talk is ranging by standing by a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So, whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-GED or visit your GED.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Bow Council. That was really good, Claire. Thanks for reading that for us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I didn't know you had that in you. Me I thought either. I was the one who did impressions.
Yeah, no.
Terrible.
Yes.
Horrible, ungodly impressions, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Next three songs. We've got Stunner by Milky Chance. Such a banger. Lies by Marina and the Diamonds. Confession, I do have an entire Marina and the Diamonds album. And then The Only Thing by Sufjan Stevens. So, let's go.
She was a stunner, riding high and I got low, ranking others, couldn't see what she was worth. On the party, behind the sunrise in the night, a month of July.
Should I tear my eyes out now? see returns to you somehow. Shall I tear my heart out now? Everything I feel returns to you somehow. I wanna save you from your sorrow.
I'm going to do something incredibly unorthodox, incredibly crazy. I'm going to do the PSA at the beginning of this little break.
Oh, my God.
Just a kind of ice break. And I'm going to do another. Claire's going to do another.
Okay.
I'm ready, Claire?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. right now, call me Tony. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. spaghetti. I mean, students are finishing high school. Garlic bread. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a marinara responsibility that we all gotta share. I urge everybody to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. Support them. Challenge them. Push them a little spaghetti. And do whatever it takes to help and make them a tortellini. Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student a boost that's needed to make it a cannoli. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Those are my people.
Those are
your
people?
That is the New York, New Jersey. That is my people.
It's like Italian New York, yes. New Jersey.
Yeah, the Brooklyn.
The Bronx.
I feel like I associate myself with those people.
You're the Bronx.
Yep.
Yeah, they do call you Bronx Claire. Oh, I have a little piece for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's called, is this, like, a Facebook post that my sister made in 2012, 2011, okay. Or did I make it up?
Okay.
Okay. In all caps. Sarah is so funny, LOL. November 2012.
Real.
Fake. But it's convincing, right?
That was convincing.
Okay, how about this one? Ellie is the best.
One's real.
Yeah, that one is real. Okay. It's that time of year. Hashtag matching. Hashtag beanies.
Real.
Okay. Hashtag planking with these cool cats, spelled with a K.
Fake.
That's fake, yeah. Okay. Can't leave Boston without going to the Red Sox game with my girls, smiley face.
Real.
Fake, but it convinced you because it was a post on her wall, but it wasn't by her.
How would I even know that?
Anyway, though? Next one. That awkward moment when you realize you're Googling fake colonial people.
Real.
It's fake, but it was a post on our wall, so I can see where you would think.
How am I supposed to know the difference?
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Fractured wrist. fractured wrist, and then like frowny face.
Real.
Yeah. Okay. How about this one? Goodbye braces.
Okay, why would it even matter if it were fake or real? Like, it's so real.
You're
like,
getting too meta. You're getting too meta.
Okay, real.
Yeah. Okay, and then Harry Styles is so cute.
Fake.
Yeah. Hey, you're pretty good at that. Okay, don't get all meta on me in the middle of our bits. Okay. Why does this even matter? Nothing even matters.
What is real?
Why don't we talk about something real for a change? We have this platform, and all we do is talk about stupid quizzes. We should talk about... Yeah. Actually hitting on a chord right now. Let's talk about something that matters.
Okay. I have something that matters.
What matters? What's the matters?
You need to tell me. I'm gonna say so. Okay, so this is a BuzzFeed quiz.
Is it pick a corgi and I'll...
No. Okay. So this is a make a salad. These are parts of a salad. I'm gonna name the part that they list and you have to tell me what it actually is.
Okay.
Okay. Destroyed crotts.
Destroyed crotts? Is it like shredded carrots?
Yes.
This is the way I talk, so that's why this quiz is going to be easy for me.
You're going to get 100 on this, I can feel it.
I talk like a Teletubby.
Wrecked bread.
Croutons.
Yes. Chokes.
Artichokes. Those are my favorite vegetables, by the way.
Bonzos.
Bonzos? Garbanzo beans.
Yes! Little Toms. Lil Toms. L-I-L. Lil.
They're cherry tomatoes. Toms.
Yes.
Yeah, duh.
Fet
feta.
Yeah. Tiny hams.
Is it like I feel like this is one I could really stumble on. Is it like I feel like it's like sliced like sliced ham, like sliced chunks of ham, right?
Yes.
Okay, that felt too obvious.
Shrub.
Is it broccoli?
Yes. Oh my god. Cry fruit.
Onions.
Yeah. I think I told you that one earlier.
I didn't know though.
Albino shrubs.
Cauliflower?
Yeah. Arugs.
Arugula. I like arugs. Sorry, I just kicked you under the table.
Hypno root.
Beets.
Yes. Oh my god. How did you know
it's
that?
It's a hypno fruit.
Okay, this is a hard one.
Okay.
Oh wait, no, I'm gonna do an easy one first. The purple maize.
Oh, it's like radicchio. Like it's like the red cabbage. Like,
yes. Alright, this one
this is for a
couple. This is gonna need some interpretation.
Okay.
Not cheese.
Is it like okay, it's either egg. It's egg!
Oh god! Yeah, it is egg. Wow, okay.
I can hear every single time you breathe, and so can everyone else on the radio.
Can you hear me breathe?
Yeah.
This mic is an unusual.
We're using a weird mic.
Fresh-a-moots.
Fresh-a-moots?
Fresh-a, space,
yeah.
Moots.
Fresh mozzarella.
Yeah. Of course. Okay. This one.
Fresh.
This one. Okay. I don't know
There's
how
no
you're going
to
do this.
Okay.
I'll start with an easy one.
Okay.
Oil and Vigs. Vings, vinegs, oils. Let me start.
Okay,
over.
like vinaigrette, oils like oil and vinegar.
Yeah. Okay. Oils. All right. This one is just entitled "This."
Is it a dressing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I hate you.
I'm unbelievable.
Okay. This last one is called "I Hate Myself."
It's called "I Hate Myself."
Yes.
Is it something terrible?
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It would be more acidic.
It would be more acidic?
It's a little bit acidic, I'd say.
Oh, no. Is it? It's not a dressing, though.
It's not a dressing.
It's just something that's a little bit acidic?
It's a citrus.
I know I'm hearing, but you wouldn't put, like, orange slices on a salad.
No.
So it has to be...
You would...
Watch yourself. What are you doing with your hand? She's like gesturing to me. Every single finger is still except for her thumb and she's wiggling it. I'm not sure what that's meant to portray. It's a citrus. Lemon juice?
Yeah,
like you'd squeeze lemon juice? Yeah, there we go.
And the last one on the list, Froyo.
Is it actually like frozen?
It actually is. I don't understand why you would do
that. That would not be good on a salad.
Wow. That was basically 100.
That was basically 100.
That was actually remarkable.
That was remarkable.
And very
wow.
depressing at the same time.
Okay, last thought before we go back to some music. Remember how a few weeks ago during our Kardashian themed episode, I already tell you this on air before? Okay, I changed the my pro or like my yes. my picture to
yeah, you said this on air.
I said this on air?
Yeah.
Did I tell you how?
I don't know what you're about to say.
Okay, I guess I'll say it on air again. Okay, so I told you how I changed it, right?
Right.
But I didn't tell you anything after that?
I don't know. You may have.
This is so troubling. We have to stop having conversations off of the radio.
Yes.
And okay, so I told you how I was concerned that I'm friends with my boyfriend's mom on Facebook, and I was worried that. She was gonna like it.
Mm-hmm.
She did, and and he texted her about it, and she was just like, I don't know much about the Kardashians. So I think maybe she either thinks it's me, or I don't see it. There's a way that she could get like the irony I'm trying to convey.
Probably
just thinks I'm a weirdo. Anyway, probably. What we're talking about is that picture of Kim Kardashian with the Charmin Ultra Soft Bears. And that was on my Facebook profile for a while. And no one understands me.
Basically.
Wah-wah, I'm so angsty. Okay. More music. We're going to play three songs. If I Could Change Your Mind by Haim, Youth by Daughter, and Heaven Faced by The National. I'm a huge The National fan. Matt Berninger, I love you. This was Trouble Find Me is like one of my favorite albums ever. Okay, let's go.
Shadows settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. 'Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs. Setting fire to our insides for fun. Collecting names of the lovers that went wrong. The lovers that went wrong. We are the wild youth, chasing visions of our futures. And one day we'll reveal the truth, that one will die before he gets there. And if you're still bleeding, you're the lucky ones. 'Cause most of our feelings, they are dead and they are gone. We're setting fire to our insides for fun. Collecting pictures from a flood that wrecked our home. It was a flood that wrecked this home. And you caused.
Tougher than we are. could walk out, but I won't. In my mind, I'm in your arms. I wish someone take my place. Can't face heaven on heaven face. Go way down in the fields with the ones we love. Let's go way down in the fields with the ones we love. Let's go way down in the fields with the ones we love. Let's go way down in the fields with the we love.
And we're back.
Thank God.
I want to share a few things. First, I don't know if you know what a romper is. It's like...
Please explain.
It's like a dress, but the bottom is pants. So right. It's like... Guys, impossible to defecate in these things.
Yes.
I just want to let the world know.
Modern torture devices.
You either take the entire thing off and... Like, okay, my sister,
you just pray that
when my
no
sister was a baby, she used to take all her clothes off to use the bathroom until one day her teacher walked in and was like, you don't have to do that. That's like me, like... You know, like, I'm just standing there, like, in shoes.
But you have no options.
Or you have to move everything to the side and just kind of hold it there and hope that...
That's dangerous.
Hope that you don't get skid marks
on
your
clothes, you
know?
That is quite possibly the most dangerous thing I've heard in my entire life.
So, we're going to do a little thing where, like, we want you to call in if you've done any of those things. And I'm going to start off with, call in if you've pooped in a romper, because we want to hear about it.
Yes. How did you maneuver
it? How did you do it? Yeah. We're also wanting you to call in if you... Maybe... Okay, I just wanted to clarify. I don't think we're going to have time for any more songs. Claire's right.
Yeah.
And we got to wrap it up. But this is call in for next time.
Right.
Maybe? Okay, call in for next time if you've ever pooped in a romper, if you've ever burnt your hair making pasta.
True.
We've all been there. If your best friend is your pet frog. I want to hear about it. Yeah. If you've worn a diaper within the last 5 months. And I'm assuming that babies aren't listening, so excluding babies. You would describe yourself as a swamp person, Colin? You've seen Bigfoot and you're willing to talk about it. If you've pooped in the shower and then picked it up and thrown it in the toilet, or you could have just left it there, I guess. I do the first part.
I have to just interject. I think the most disturbing experience in my college experience so far has been like in the shower and like walking through other people's shower streams. You know what I mean? Like how it just like goes out on the ground and you have to like step in it.
What?
Your showers are different from my showers. So our showers are like in one stall type thing.
Yeah.
And then they just have like borders in between them. So it's all into one drainage pipe.
Okay.
So like when you're done with your shower and other people are showering, you have to step through their like wastewater coming from their showers. That's the worst.
Colin, if you've had to deal with that.
Yes.
Colin, if you've worn bathing suit bottoms as underwear because you forgot to do laundry.
Yeah. Oh my God. Every day.
Colin, if you're an adult and you still sleep with a blankie, I would call in.
Same.
Whenever like my boyfriend sees it, he calls it a rag. He's like, "Why do you have these rags in your bed?" And I'm like, "They're blankies.
They're my safety."
No one understands.
Yeah.
Rags. They do look like rags though, to be fair. They're incredibly ratty. Anyway, you cried in Spy Kids 4 Game Over?
Yes.
Same.
So much.
I want to watch that movie in so badly. Nothing tore my heartstrings more than discovering that Junie's love interest was part of the game.
Yeah, true.
We don't talk about that movie enough.
Yeah.
Oscar.
I feel like I had one of, like, maybe the first Spy Kids or the second Spy Kids on VHS.
Really?
Yes.
I think it was kind of an awakening for me. I don't know if it was like a... I don't know what kind of awakening, but I think Spy Kids 4 was an awakening for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think I've only seen part of it.
It was like an emotional awakening.
Yeah.
Okay. Colin, if you own something monogrammed. Colin, if your Sperry's smell really bad. Colin, if you ate so much at Thanksgiving that you had to get your stomach pumped at the hospital.
Mm.
Okay. Claire, why else do people call in?
Some things that I would like to... I would like you to call in if you have no idea how penguins reproduce. Still have no idea how that happens.
Where are their twigs and berries?
I have no idea.
Are they inside their bodies and they push them out?
Please let me know. If you know, let us know. If you are triggered by Teddy's breathy singing, please call in because I need to talk to you. I think I have an
She's
issue.
Also triggered by them.
Call in if Club Penguin's discontinuation permanently damaged your emotional health. I think that was actually the end of my childhood.
That's fair.
When I found out that
RIP Club Penguin.
Yeah, I know.
Club Penguin.
Also, if you have eaten between 5 and 7 chips in the past hour, please hit us up. Let us know how it went.
If you had 4.5, don't bother.
Don't. I think those are all the things I want to learn.
Okay.
About,
so. Okay, so call in if any of those. We have one more PSA to do, and then we're going to let you guys go. Claire, what accent are you going to use for this one?
Maybe an Irish, a leprechaun, maybe? I am a leprechaun.
Is this, like, maybe offensive? Am I going to get, like, calls?
No.
Okay.
As a leprechaun?
Top of the morning. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafoods and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. Public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I feel like that was a mix between like a Hispanic accent.
It was absolutely not Hispanic. It kind of morphed from Irish to Scottish.
Really?
There was nothing Hispanic. There was a Hispanic accent.
Spanish.
I want to let you know you sound racist right now.
No, like Spanish speaking.
Oh, Spanish speaking? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
I hate you.
Don't look at me like that. I just feel like I'm going to get calls in from like angry Irish and Scottish people.
Probably.
Yeah. We talk so much about like social justice and
true.
And cultural appropriation on here. And I'm out here doing like Irish accents.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's okay. Okay. I'm Irish. So it's not cultural.
Oh, yeah. We're Irish. We're Irish. Right. Whatever.
Please, let's end this show now.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. You guys have a great day. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. This has been Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with me, your host, DJ Claire.
And DJ Teddy.
You guys have a great day, and call us back next week if you've done any of the aforementioned things. You guys have a great day.